Welcome one. Welcome all. Finally. The Rock. No, I'm kidding. We have made it. I know about the jobs and wrestling stuff. We have made it to Chop Sports TV. We're here on the YouTube. We're also here on the podcast.
Long time coming.
Oh, that was the original plan, Gooch. Gooch and Sturch here on the Chop Sports podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys, of course, for all those downloads, man. We're surging.
It's our biggest week.
It is our biggest week. I don't blame. It's not a blame. I'm saying, like, I give kudos to us. We've been working, man.
Grind season, baby.
Whoa, we're working. We are working hard behind the scenes. Chop Sports has been taking off. Guys, first and foremost, all you people watching right now, thank you. Because without you guys, there is no Chop Sports. So kudos to you guys. Dude, first of all.
No, fuck that. Without me, without you, there is no Chop Sports.
Without you? Without me. Without me sliding into your DMs, Chris, once upon a time, and I posted that emotional picture.
That was sexual,
dude. I posted that picture. I was like, man, this is a little, whew, you know? But I tell you what.
My heartstrings.
Yeah, babe. Man. Look, I'm an emotional dude. What can I say? But for real, like, Chop Sports is, you know, obviously, we got the LLC. We got, you know, the things that are moving in the right direction. Now we're on YouTube. Now we're, you know, we're trying to just expand. I mean, first and foremost, yes, you see it.
Right? Can you see it?
The Chop Sports drip. I left my shirt at home.
Chop Sports drip. There is merchandise. So we encourage you guys that if you guys want to support us and you want to show some love, go buy a t-shirt, go buy a hat, go buy a hoodie, go buy a mug with my face on it.
Starting Wednesday.
That face right there you see behind you, you could be drinking coffee out of me.
Starting Wednesday, of course.
Because look, there's kinks to work out. We actually rolled this out to some of our family, which was great. I sent it out to a couple friends, couple family. Next thing you know, bing, 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 we got hoodies out the wazoo, and
yeah, and it was stuff. Like anxiety inducing because
it
set up a whole laundry list of other issues.
It was,
we got him worked out.
Yeah, man, because this guy's a mogul. All of a sudden, he just remember that time we called you a tech guy.
I am now the tech guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's so much to do, and there's so much involved with watching these things grow. And we think right off the bat, merchandise is one of those things that with enough support. The ideas are endless. So yeah. Of course, we'll throw out a phone case here and there and a mug with both of our faces on it or whatever the case may be. But there are, you'll see. Once you look at that store, you're going to be like, oh, that's a funny t-shirt. Bang, get it.
Yeah, dude, I put a lot of legwork into actually picking out the style.
Oh, you're a nitpicking. You are just picky.
I did the whole Gary Vee thing. I went to places, grabbed things, but I had no intention of actually buying things
right.
from people.
That poor
just so
guy.
I could get my
that
hands
poor guy
on.
At that store
I
down
mean,
there.
He's going to get some business.
He is, because that's where we got
still,
this.
Yeah,
it was a sample.
That, but, you know, this is business, baby. Business is business, man. We got to.
Yeah. No, listen, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with the fact that we had to try it. We had to just kind of, you know, feel it
I
out.
I should have probably tried on these jeans before I bought them. No, they don't really reach the ground.
Well, that's the dryers. You know, those dryers, they
honestly,
do damage.
These are new, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, these, I don't
know. Maybe you're just getting taller. Maybe you're walking taller.
Walking taller.
That's what you could possibly, you know, that's a thing. So, in any event, like I said, Chop Sports, and thank you guys again for the sponsors, man. My God, the sponsors, the that's just motivating shit, man. Dude, Curtis sells houses? Are you kidding me? The guy, the biggest real estate agent.
Shout out to Curtis Counts, dude. Baby. He's a Packer fan, so we already know where I'm
going. I'll throw that tidbit in there. But yes, he's a Packers fan. We've known Curtis for a long time, man. And that dude just turned it up to like 11. He's one of the best real estate agents in
the
nation.
Bro, you see his
face
if you're riding down Route 9. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you could see Curtis Counts' face on a billboard.
I think I know you. Yeah, you do. You pissed on my face, friend. Name that
Shout
movie.
Shout out to that whole squad, though. I see all their faces.
Oh, my God, dude.
The Remax team.
They're great. They're great. So, again, Curtis came on board. You know, we have our other sponsors that have been rocking and rolling. Battle Rattle. I mean, we just had a meeting with him over the week. That dude is motivated just like us.
We got a new table coming. We got a
yes, he's going to make us a table. He's going to make us an entire table. So, that's awesome. I mean, look, Body Bronze has been doing work for us. They do the Chop 3 every week. This week, we got a Chop 10 coming up, audio only. as we look
We're
at
still
that.
Working out the YouTube kinks.
Oh, guys. Yeah. No, that,
by
that
kinks,
was a fun
I mean, we just forgot to hit record on the
and shout out to DJ VW who inspired us to do an entire segment Not on camera. So that was that's on
that. Shout out to Ash. We got a
we have our
sound girl today.
Yes, Ashley. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, Ashley is
happy
in the house.
To be here.
Yeah, she's here. She's helping us out.
Personal height woman.
Yeah,
the first lady.
The first lady of Chop Sports. That's we'll give you that. We'll give her that.
Ash had a rough week. We all found out about it briefly in the Chop Sports group.
I texted you so like, fast before my haircut. I was like, did Ashley just post about unemployment in Chop
Sports?
Talking,
we talk about Chop Sports. Like, you know, I messaged her. I was like, Ash, you know, I don't want to have to fuck somebody up in Chop Sports.
He texts me, because, baby, dot, dot, dot. I'm like, where is this going? Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. It's not everybody knows that you're my girl. So there could be somebody that tries to take it upon themselves to be a funny or,
yeah,
you know, and I don't want
to. She's going to be like, I'm having trouble with unemployment. And then White Knight comes in there like, hey, baby girl,
or not even
I got
that.
Your unemployment line. I know a guy at unemployment.
Yo, see, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. I can laugh that off. What I would have an issue with if someone was like, yo, this isn't a fucking sports group, dude. This is a sports group. You got to. And then I'd have to come kick someone's ass for talking shit to my girlfriend.
Hey, you listen. Know? Sometimes, hey, listen. You want the bull, you get the horns. But this is shout out to Ashley helping us out. So thank you so much for that.
Of course.
So, a lot of stuff going on, man. Like, we moved into a new studio. I mean, this is the first time we're shooting inside the new studio.
Yeah, I made a comment in the picture that I made last week or posted last week, how it's our last time.
How funny is that?
We're like, it's our first time and our last time.
Yeah, dude. Before we knew it, before we can even blink, we are in another studio. Look, you gotta keep expanding, and that's what we did. We found out that we can grab the next door over and never have to take any of this down or never, you know what I mean? So why the hell not? And right to my right, which is off camera, we got ourselves a little editing room.
That's my baby
right Yeah, there. Dude. I mean, that's going to be great. So the business is booming. We're excited about it. Yeah, we're excited about the business. We're excited about the direction of Chop Sports. But we are, as we know, a sports podcast. So we start in sports. I mean, look, there are things going on right now. I think for whatever reason, and this goes for both of us, because I know you said you were out of touch with it. Me too. The Yankees have fallen to the wayside, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, dude, in general with sports, the group, I've been out of touch with a lot right now.
You know, my wife said yesterday, you don't play video games anymore. I said, I don't got time. Bro, I used to be the man at Call of Duty. Just kidding. I lead the world
in deaths. I'm going to call myself out. By now, like, I usually have, like, lists made, fantasy baseball lists. I'm actually running a fantasy
You're trying to, at least, yeah.
I'm running a fantasy basketball league with members from Chop Sports, and
I didn't even know that. What sick invite, bro.
You weren't in the group yet.
Oh, I didn't exist?
In October?
Yeah, but I wasn't a person?
How about this? I don't even set my lineup anymore.
Wow.
Just called myself out. That's fucked up.
I hate guys like you.
Bro, I actually have, like, my league name, and one of my league names in football is, the only rule is you need to set your lineup. I don't give a shit about anything.
Isn't it the worst?
Set your lineup, and I'm guilty of it.
Isn't
now.
It the worst, like, when in fantasy football, when, like, guys just, like, they're mathematically eliminated and they just forget about everything?
Yo, dude, here's the thing.
I hate that.
I was 3-1 when I stopped setting my lineup. I don't get mathematically eliminated. I don't know who you're talking to right here. I'm a fantasy warlord.
Guru over here. That's great. But, the Yankees.
When I set my lineup.
Right. The Yankees have started their season today, as a matter of fact, as we record this. We release this tonight and tomorrow on YouTube. But the Yankees are back. I mean, look. That me and Chris, you're not gonna find bigger Yankee fans. I sport the hat.
I can't wait, bro.
Dude,
the weather. We need the weather to
we
break.
Need
I'm
the,
tired
that's
of
what
the
it.
Snow.
That's what it is, bro. Like, it's so hard when it snowed 19 feet two weeks ago, and like we're all sitting there like, Christ, when are we gonna get something? And finally, we get baseball, and they played a baseball game today for the first time since Chapman destroyed us again. I'm happy he's back, but Chapman, my man, you gotta stop giving up these pivotal home runs. I mean, even if that little midget
hit the ball,
even if that little dude knew what was coming a couple years ago.
Are you allowed to say midget still?
Small person?
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever.
I don't think you're allowed to say midget.
I thought that, all right, well, whatever the case.
Coming from me.
A small guy.
No, that's not where I was going with it. I have a bad language, Dave.
This is very true. Look, all right, whatever.
Fucking
you know what I'm talking
guy.
About? Altuve. Nobody likes Altuve. It's okay. Look, you Pitt Stains McGee over here. But, so we're at somebody's alarm's going off. That's fun. But anyway, it's okay.
Go claim your unemployment. Yeah.
And hey, baby girl, if you got no problems, just slide in the DMs. I'll talk
Speaking
to you.
Of, I forgot, but.
Well, anyway. It's all right. You'll get it tomorrow. But in any event, the Yankees are back. And like I said, we're excited about what they could be because the Yankees as a whole last year were just a couple pieces away on the pitching staff. And then, you know, you let a couple go. Like, this is an odd year. We're going into a season without Tanaka. Tanaka's no longer a Yankee. You know, that's kind of weird, no? No more Paxton. No more J.A. Happ. All these guys are gone.
I'm not going to miss those guys.
I'm not going to miss them either.
Tanaka's one of my top five
pitchers. I'm not either, but when you look at that rotation, when you look at that rotation, Chris, it's alarming after Cole. Isn't it?
Yeah, there's just a question mark.
Right. I mean, we signed Kluber, which, again, coming off injury, yeah, you wonder about things like that, but you have optimism at least a little bit.
There's a real strong chance that you're looking at whatever the five starters are coming out of the season.
Definitely not.
It's only Cole remaining.
Very, very possible.
Down the stretch.
Very possible. Because, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, when you make these free, like, look, old school Yankee heads like us want us to sign everybody. I was very butthurt when we did not get Trevor Bauer. I thought that he was worth at least a look, and I feel like the Yankees were never in the sweepstakes at all. You know what I mean? Like that was never a thing, and that bothered me a little bit. I'm like, well, where? So you're looking at Kluber, Garcia, Montgomery, and you don't think Trevor Bauer is an option to bring on and say this could be our number three, two, right? Yeah. I mean, look, I know the Dodgers gave him half the world.
We're going to talk about what he just signed for.
Right. Again, the Dodgers decided, let's give every ounce of blood.
The Yankees are probably going to play the Dodgers in the World Series.
You say that now, but we can't get there. We haven't got there.
This is our year.
You heard that. On the first episode of YouTube, we're guaranteeing the Yankees will be in the World Series, according to Gooch.
We're guaranteeing that the Yankees will be in the
World Series. That'll be fun, man. Look, I tell you right now, I could see it now. A Chop Sports Yankees championship parade. We're there.
Oh, God.
With like lava.
First of all, Chop Sports tailgate when the Yankees play the Mets and beat the piss out of them.
When they beat the piss out of the Mets. That's going to happen, by the way. And Francisco Lindor, again, like if that's what you're getting excited about, that's great. Good ball player. But what else did the Mets do this offseason? Nothing.
They still have no bullpen.
Nothing. Zero. Nothing. You're all going to get excited when Lindor goes, you know, 3 for 5 in his first with the double and a triple with a couple RBIs. Great, but the object of baseball is to prevent other teams from scoring runs.
It's going
to
be no decision for DeGrom. He might get an RBI in like the first inning. Right. It'll be 1-0 Mets, and they'll lose it in the 8th, 2-1.
Right. Right. So, look, Mets fans, my dad's a Mets fan. Like, look, I know there's optimism every year, just like, you know, just like the Cowboys and just like the Packers. And like where our allegiance is, optimism should follow if they did the right things to put the best product on the field. I feel like the Mets didn't do much outside of Lindor. And I think that, you know, again, a couple signings here and there, and I'm probably going to catch heat from like a Joe DiMeo or the host of That's So Mets, you know, Mets podcast. I'm a Mets fan. Ibanez is out there. He's going to get pissed off. I get it, man. But I just, look, as a Yankee fan, this team is built to win every year, no matter what. And we're never going to fall short of that expectation. I never go into there. I hope we make the wild card. You know what I'm saying?
The American League this year is up in the air. I don't know if it's because I don't really know much about last season was fucked up. There was a shortened season.
Very.
A lot of guys have had a lot of time off. Pitchers that opted out. Players opted out.
Right.
See how things shake out.
Right.
I don't know. The Yankees have a lot of question marks. I mean, but
there's things.
Their outfield is loaded, but not at the same time. Who's their starting left fielder? We had this conversation.
Clint Frazier.
But he can't field. A huge liability. I guarantee you.
You can't say that. You never know.
Why do you think they signed Gardner?
For his leadership and his glove. He brought him for his glove. So you think there's going to be a point of this season that Brett Gardner is a starting left fielder?
100%.
Ooh, baby. That will make Sobey jump off a bridge. That's right. Well,
they didn't sign Gardner to a 1 year $4 million they gave him.
Yeah, four
to sit and lead.
All right. Listen, that's bold because Frazier's supposed to be the guy.
Who's going
to
be the everyday DH? Who's going to be
Giancarlo Stanton? Right.
Right.
You would think. Yeah.
Who's going to play first?
Luke Voit, my favorite Yankee.
All right. So then we got second base is LeMahieu, third base. Urshela, shortstop.
Torres. They're stacked, bro. They're stacked from 1 to 9. Murderer's row once again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. The left fielder, Frazier, is a liability in the field, I think. And Stanton is injury prone.
Yeah, but I think that this year is going to be a little different. I think spring training, there's no interruptions. You know, COVID is doing its thing in the world today still, but I think that there's a very good chance.
I think the fans will help too.
Yes.
Being back at the stadium. I need to be back at Yankee Stadium.
Absolutely. I need to be in that river lot completely obliterated. And sometimes I don't remember the games, but you know what? That's
okay.
River lot.
You like the river lot?
That's
like
my
the,
favorite lot.
I like the parking deck.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never gone there.
I used to like lot one back in the day, right What's next to the one? Old baseball field. They
yeah,
used to
have yeah,
the
yeah, little okay, league okay, fields, okay, okay.
Bro, underneath the underpass.
Dude, the river lot's where it's at, man. I mean, there is just, there's a lot of messed up things going on in that river lot. But there could be
it's
dead
like the
bodies.
Always Sunny under the bridge.
Yeah, there could be dead bodies in that river. You don't know, but whatever. I digress. But look, we're optimistic. The Yankees are back. We're excited about it. Fantasy baseball season is here. You said you were running a league. Let's get on that. It's not like you have anything else going on.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I might just try to join a league. I don't know about running
a
league.
I was just, you want to partner up?
Being the commissioner of a, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go in.
You're welcome, by the way. You just joined forces with a fucking juggernaut.
All right. Well, there it is.
Right now,
you just saw
juggernaut.
It here today first. The bond has been set. The Chop Sports Fantasy Baseball team. Me and Gooch.
So if you got a league that we could
yeah,
join.
Yeah, seriously. If you got a league that's like one of those good leagues or, you know, not one of these Yahoo leagues that are like, oh, it's free. Like, no, we're in it for the money. We got to make some money. So we might as well invest in each other a little bit, right? We're buying our own shirts.
What are we looking at? I need a $500 league?
Oh, my God.
No. We like split like 50 bucks each. That's what I'm looking at.
I'm looking for 100 bucks. Holler at your boys. Let us know. Let us know what you're doing there. But Yankees is one thing. Can we talk about one of the most bitter online rivalries going on in Chop Sports right now?
Ray Ray is
heated debate out of his mind with his take a seat. Like, all right, I get it, Ray. You're a Brooklyn Nets fan. And I had fun with you for a little while. I did. I said, I don't think this guy's a real fan. He might be a fraud.
Definitely a real fan.
Oh, no shit. I mean, at this point, he's showing me like, he's like, did you guys get this poster?
He might be the only fucking real fan. We'll give Evan.
When Evan's coherent
and
he's talking to us.
Evan and Kerry Kittle supposedly used to date or something like that. Right? I heard that story. Like, Evan was sitting at a Nets game courtside and Kerry Kittles was like playing with his earlobe.
Stop that. Really? That's a thing? That's a true story. Evan, can you confirm, please? Now? Right this second? Call me? No, but seriously.
Bro,
the Knicks and
careful what you wish for. You'll get fucking
30
DMs from Evan.
Last night, 2 a.m., I'm on it and he's like, I think I should get on this segment for the Nets. And then he messages Ray. And then he messages Ray. And
he messaged
Ray's
me
like,
too.
Ray, no shit, so at three. So Ray hits me up and he's like,
who the fuck
who
is this guy?
Is this guy? And I'm like, well, you know, he's harmless. You know, he is. Listen, Evan's one of my good buddies for a long time.
Evan
very
is a fucking
big
shots legend.
Big shots legend. What's the other one? Champs? Champ Sports legend. What was that? Champ Sports.
Champs,
right? Yeah. He was there. Yeah, what a good guy. But a passionate fan. He's like us. He's literally like us. He just, you know, he dabbles a little bit in the later hours of the night. So whatever. No big deal.
The wee hours of the morning.
I woke up. I was like, man. I woke up to a text from Evan, and I was like, man, it's been a while. You know, I almost felt like I missed it. But anyway, the Knicks and the Nets, right? So all of a sudden, they have a rivalry. They do, but they don't. They're in two separate wavelengths of teams right now. The Nets decided we want to load up, and they got their big three.
Every single guy that gets bought out.
Seriously. Everyone single last one of them.
The Nets.
Right. So, all right. So they got their big three, right? That's where they're going with this season. They're like, okay, it's win now. We're built to win. I'll see you guys. I'll see the Lakers in the finals, right? But then there's the Knicks. Totally opposite side of the spectrum. Right now, as we record this, are 17-17, meaning they're 500.
They're the fourth seed.
Nobody had the Knicks 500 after 34 games of play. Nobody. And that's why we're excited. But for whatever reason, there's people out there that get mad at people that are getting excited. Why are you getting excited? It's only 500 balls.
First of all, what is going on with the infighting between Knicks and Nets fans? Neither of you have been relevant for over a decade.
Well, that's what I tried to
say.
And
that's the whole point. Just enjoy that there's good basketball in New York again.
Right. I mean, that's what I tried to say. I said, look, the Nets haven't done anything. The Knicks haven't done anything since the Melo run.
And to be honest,
for like a half a minute.
Neither of them are going to do anything anyway.
You don't think the Nets are like cakewalking into the finals this year? No, I kind of
cakewalk. By no fucking means are they cakewalking.
I mean, I don't think they play any defense, but they probably score a lot.
Miami's going to give them fits, bro.
You think so?
Yeah. Come on. Miami plays hard defense. They're a different team. That's a different team. And they're well coached.
Okay. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, they're proven in the playoffs, too. Not that the Nets haven't been proven. They have a bunch of guys that are proven. KD is lights out, but KD's not even playing right now.
I mean, he's barely playing, yeah.
Didn't the Heat just beat the Nets yesterday? I think the Heat just won their fifth straight. There was no KD, but Miami's playing good ball. They're clicking. You got Philly, even Boston in the playoff series. You might want to, you know, what is it, Boston and the Knicks tied?
The Knicks were tied. Last time I checked, the Knicks were tied with Toronto.
So where the fuck is the Celtics? Are they just out? I'm so disconnected from the right. NBA. The NBA. But I know that there's three teams in the East. The Sixers, Embiid.
Above the rest.
Embiid
right.
is like clear-cut MVP candidate right now.
It's funny.
Front runner, actually.
Right, it's funny because people made fun of me saying like, oh, the Knicks are the four, but they're also one game away from being out of contention.
But what I'm getting at is the Knicks, I mean, the Nets, they're definitely not cakewalking in the East because the East has some front-heavy teams.
All right, I figure they're going
to
score a lot.
But then what happens when you run into LeBron and the Lakers in the finals? There's no way.
Well, LeBron's trash, according to our...
Year 18.
Yeah. So, but the
gonna
Knicks
win another MVP if it's not Embiid or Jokic. Jokic.
Yeah, you'll love it. But again, the Knicks are a fun team to watch. I haven't been this excited about a Knicks team since like literally like 98, 99.
They don't have a scorer. That's the problem.
That's the problem. And you know what?
RJ Barrett needs more time to develop.
Well, here's the thing: is RJ Barrett dealt? That's the thing. There's rumors out there that the Knicks might think that they're built to win now when they're not, you know, but you know, their ownership and their new general manager, these guys might come out and say,
if you look,
we have a chance to make a run. Let's get a guy.
You look at what, the Heat did, not to bring them up again, but you look what the Heat did last year and it's kind of proven defense.
Yeah.
The Knicks aren't
Tibbs
really
is
that
a
far
great,
off, but the Heat had the Adebayo last year who was playing out of this world. Randall's killing it, but he's just not a scorer like that.
I love Randall. You know, it's funny, and we said this about, I mean, I know we haven't talked a lot of hockey on this podcast, but like the garden is alive.
Wait,
and
what?
I know.
Fuck you.
He's like, what is this Canadian thing you're talking about? No, but like the garden's alive again. There's 2,000 fans in there. That sounds loud when you're used to crickets.
I can't believe that 2,000 fans at the garden is alive. That's where we're at.
Well, just give it time, man. Like, we just opened it up. But, like, I'm telling you, the MVP chance for Randall, phenomenal. Keep that energy, Knicks fans. Keep that energy.
But that's kind of probably...
And listen, all you people that are on my case for being excited about a 500 Knicks team, get off my Johnson, bro.
So my
get
problem,
off it.
My problem with the whole MVP and Randall thing, and that's what's
I mean, that's not gonna happen.
That's drawing ire from these fans. It's like, oh, you guys look like you're... You know, you act like you've been there before.
But we haven't.
He's not a fucking MVP candidate.
Of course he isn't. But the Knicks fans are alive right now. They're excited. Get off it. You know what I'm saying? Right, Ray. Bro, we're allowed to root for our teams. You don't hear us, like, talking crap about the Jets. I mean, they're the biggest dumpster fire in the history of pro
sports.
And
he knows better than anyone. He don't shut the fuck up about his team.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ever.
And like, look, play both sides, okay? Play both sides, meaning, like, when your team's trash, you better be ready. You better be right. You better win the NBA championship this year, or the entire 54 dudes that liked my Knicks status last night are coming for you. They're coming for
you. Your Knicks status on the chop.
Yeah. I said you're 17 and 17
referencing
New York
the
Knicks.
Twitter, the new Twitter.
There is a new Twitter, @ChopSports_. Go follow it right now because that's where our podcast is going to be and that's where the network's going to grow. We got a network
One
to talk
about. One day someone's going
to
show me how to use Twitter and then I'll go follow it because I tried to set up a Twitter 2 weeks ago. And
you failed miserably.
Bro, it was like, don't even get me started.
But you haven't failed at anything else because everything else is
Isn't
legitimately
crazy
rocking.
How, like, I could figure out how to put up a fucking online store. I could figure out how to
this
get
guy texted me last night. Here's the link. I saw it. I saw sweatshirts, hoodies. I saw,
but I don't know
I,
how
I
to fucking
t-shirts.
I don't know how to retweet something. I swear to you, I'm not even making that up.
Even
like,
our girl Ashley is back on Twitter because of us.
Ashley, I was just going to say, Ash, you looking at TikTok?
No, I'm looking at Instagram.
Oh,
she's scrolling. She's scrolling the gram. But anyway, yeah, you can follow her Instagram. What is it? Ashfit?
Ashmirefit?
Ashmirefit on Instagram.
There it is. All you want all your fitness stuff? There will be a Chop Sports Fit. She's going to be the queen of the Chop Sports Fit page. Absolutely. But in any event, Knicks fans, keep that energy. Nets fans, just be humble. Just be humble. But we get to our meat and potatoes. Yeah. We're football at heart. I know there was one guy who's just like, can we talk about something else other than football? Like, he got really bent out of shape about it. We can, and we will. Yeah. But football, look, if you're a... How do I say this without offending anybody? Which I know in 2021 is, like, impossible. If you're a man's man, football should be your one. I don't know. Am I wrong when I say that?
If you grew up in the United States...
Right, but like, yes, and I understand there's people out there. There's people out there that like hockey is their number one. My boss, Dr. Sean Basinger at Health and Fitness Professionals, he's a big I don't know a bigger Ranger fan, and that's his one. You know, he's a Giants fan, and he's got a stupid Giants banner in all of our offices, which I'm willing to rip down, but I don't want to get fired. You know, I got to pay this rent. So, but you know what I mean? Like, but there are guys with more passionate sports. I mean, one guy was like, yeah, what about horse racing? And I'm like, what? You know, like, but I get it. There's passion for all sports, but I feel like football, I don't know. There's more, there's like the history is debated more. You know what I mean? Baseball's up there too. I love baseball. I played baseball literally all the way up to high school.
Football has just got passion.
Yeah. I don't
baseball
know what it is,
man.
Baseball
makes me sane. Football makes me crazy.
Like, all right, maybe it's the fact that like, there's 162 games in baseball, yeah, so like when the Yankees drop one.
I love that there's a game on every night.
That's the
they
beauty
lose,
part.
I'm like, you know, watch it tomorrow. If they lose 10 in a row, it's the equivalent of losing one football game.
Right. You lose it on Sunday, your week is shattered.
But it's spread out over 10 days, so you don't have to feel...
But can you agree with me? When you win on Sunday, you win for like the next six days? Yes, right?
Ash, you could attest to this.
I was literally going to comment. if you've never witnessed Chris Gucci during a Packer loss... Consider yourself
the
lucky.
First time that
it's
I saw
quite terrifying.
the first game that I watched with Ash, or the second game that I watched with Ash, was the game that Green Bay and Minnesota tied, and Clay Matthews got called for roughing the passer as Jair picked the ball off to end the game.
Oh my
god! And then we tied, and I treated it like she's like, but they didn't lose, right?
I
was like, you don't fucking
get it. I didn't even know
it.
What I was in for.
Well, my parents have gotten to the point where they know I'm like their special boy. When it comes to football, and there's no way around it, man. I'm a passionate dude. Football brings that out of me, and I think that passion could be. Now I sound like Beckham or somebody like, you know, like, oh no, if it's this, it's this. If it's not this, it's passion. It's something. I don't know. Maybe I was just placed in front of a TV.
Yeah, dude, I was like trying to set something up for the fall coming up. Be like, we're gonna do something for NFL Sunday. You're like, I'm not going there for the fucking games.
We had conversations going down to the with the t-shirts, and I said, yeah, man, Sunday football. I'm like, okay, I'll be at my dad's. Thanks.
I'll be here. I'll be doing something.
Yeah, wow. So, again, we're two different beasts in ways. I can only watch the game with my dad and my brother and my family. I'll tell you when it happened before we get into what we want to talk about. This is when it happened. I was at Miller's Ale House in Woodbridge for
the Danimal.
No, we're not bullying him. Don't worry about that, Ash. She doesn't know who that is, but yet that's the person that she was like, you guys are being mean. So I'm at Miller's Ale House, right? And it's the Cowboys playing the Rams. Regular season.
Was that the playoff loss?
No. Are you kidding me? First of all, that game I kind of
throw that in there.
No, but I kind of watched that game like I was really like disappointed, but not like angry because we just couldn't stop that fat bastard from running the ball, and he's out of the league now.
Oh man, I lost a fantasy championship that season.
Anderson? No, not Anderson.
Yeah. It was Mike Gurley. No. Was it Gurley got hurt?
Sure. Right? I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, it was
CJ Anderson.
That
I told my roommate to pick him up in fantasy in week 15, mm-hmm. and then I got eliminated in week 16.
And you didn't have him on your roster. Oh, that's him. Dreadful. But anyway, I was at Miller's Ale House, and
you,
I'm really. Watching it. I said, this is before I have DirecTV. This is before I own my own home. So, like, I still have to go to the bars to watch the out-of-network games, right? I started in Fox and Hound. That's where I started my football watching days. I was called Cowboy Dave at Fox and Hound. I've been kicked out of that place more times than I can even count for the ways I get. So I'm at Miller's Ale House. Seems like it's a little calmer than anywhere else. Like, it's not big shots. Nobody's jumping on tables. You know what I mean? Like,
my sister?
Your sister's not Dan. Roxanne! She's not jumping on tables, but like, it's calm. So, you know, Zeke is running the ball. No, it's not Zeke. It's Alfred Morris that day. Because Zeke's suspended. 2017, right? So, is it the Rams? Zeke goes on this, Alfred Morris goes on this long run, and a guy in a Rams jersey next to me is clapping. He's clapping. And I'm like, bro, I'm jacked up, right? I'm like, yeah, Morris, you just busted out a 60-yard run or whatever. And I see the guy in a Rams jersey clapping for Alfred Morris's run. And I look over to him. I said, bro, your team just got ran on. Like, what are you clapping about? He's on my fantasy team. I said, I'll never go out for another game again.
Whoa.
I can't do it. I can't do these people that are out there saying, oh, well, don't worry about it because he's on my fantasy
team.
That
ain't me.
I know that ain't you.
I'm in seven leagues. Don't get me wrong.
I don't give a fuck about fantasy football. I played fantasy football since 2000 and we're on league 15, year 15 coming up. 15 years of fantasy football for me. I've never not once drafted a Giant, a Eagle, or a Redskin.
See, I'll draft the shit out of Dalvin Cook. Yeah. And I hate the Vikings, but I'll draft Dalvin Cook. This ain't...
I mean, now I'm really going to be in it for the money, so yes, I will draft... But there's no Giants to draft anyway.
I've never drafted a Red Sox, but that goes without saying.
Right. I mean, they're a bunch of scummers.
Anyone who knows me knows that.
So the reason why we bring up the NFL, and like I said, we do talk about other things. NFL is just pulls on our heart a little bit more. There is a massive... free agent class coming into 2021. Specifically, the wide receivers, which is pretty nuts considering. The list, it's topped by one guy and then like it follows. And we went over this. We also went over which teams, as I pull out, look at me, I'm all over the place, which teams have the most cap space because that's a big thing. So it's topped by Chris Godwin.
Penn State.
Chris Godwin's not going anywhere.
You don't think?
No. I think he even went on record and said, I'll stay because I want to win. So he'll take the hometown discount.
I think that was Evans.
No, it was Godwin.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, in his first free agent contract, he's going to fucking talk like that? His agent's probably so mad.
No, and Tom Brady is so happy.
That's the Tom Brady effect. That's what you saw in New England forever.
Absolutely. So that's Godwin. If I had a guess.
He's probably hoping they just franchise him.
Right, which is, I don't even know the franchise figure for receivers right now. It's definitely not the quarterback franchise, right?
I would
say
that's probably his best bet because you get one more year with Brady and then you get to kind of retest the market.
Yeah, but the Buccaneers, man, they got some decisions to make. Shaq Barrett, Lavonte David, they're all up. Like, another guy on this list is Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Has he played as well enough to get another contract?
See, that's where I think maybe they let Godwin go because Godwin's going to cost them. Even if he takes a discount,
Evans making like crazy money right now?
Yeah.
So that's right away. I mean, that's a lot of money invested in your receivers. But when you got Tom Terrific throwing the ball as you roll your eyes.
Bro, what do you have, like 170 yards passing in the Super Bowl? Fuck. Throwing the ball.
It's the option to throw the ball.
That defense is what you just mentioned. Yes. Shaq Barrett.
You got to get those guys back.
What about Ndamukong Suh?
He's a free agent.
Piece of garbage.
Yeah, he is a piece of garbage, but he is a free agent. So, again, the Bucs got some decisions to make. And, Godwin's at the helm with Antonio Brown. So, you don't think either of those guys should stay?
I don't think Godwin's staying because when you're the top in the class coming off a Super Bowl championship, you get paid.
Are you the top in the class, though? Because a couple of these guys, I feel like, are just as good, if not better.
Well, I mean, you have the list in front of you.
Allen Robinson.
I like Allen Robinson.
Future New York Jet.
Also Penn State.
That's my prediction. Allen Robinson is the big money spent. After the Jets may or may not make the trade. Allen Robinson,
shout out to Ray Ray. He actually won a $25 gift card. This might have been before you.
It was. Gift cards? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, like, I was doing this fucking,
we're doing giveaways.
I turned into a whore. And I was just giving away money for people to join my Chop Sports group.
You paid for...
like a whore. So I
saw a documentary about this kind of shit. You just pay for your likes?
I would be like, I have a player in my mind who's the most underrated player in the NFL. And I just put a guy in my head and I just had everybody list the guy.
You had that much money laying around? You're just giving it away?
Donnie dollars, baby. I got them stimmies. Shout out to the politicians. They got 1,400, another stack and a half coming my
way. Guess what, folks? We're moving into a third studio. But, all right, so Allen Robinson, my prediction, New York Jets. That's my prediction. After him, I feel so bad for Jared Goff, man. Yeah, Goff, you got traded to Detroit. You get yourself a new head coach who's biting off kneecaps, literally, and you got your two receivers are on their way out, man. Yeah, Kenny Galladay and Marvin Jones Jr. both.
Marvin Jones Jr. will be a Patriot.
Marvin Jones Jr., ready for this prediction? he'll be a Ram. He's going back with Stafford.
You think so?
I know
actually,
so.
Actually, well,
I love
so?
It. I got inside sources. I am Schefter. In my own mind, I'm as good as Schefter. But no, I truly believe that Marvin Jones takes a decent paycheck to get over there. And then look at that. Look, I know we hate.
I have been seeing Marvin Jones is rumored to New England like three times.
But look at that. If just say Marvin Jones signs with the Rams, look at that receiving core, man. My God. I mean, Cooper Kupp is to me is one of the nastiest receivers out there.
The Rams don't have money.
Tyler Higbee, I know. They went into this win now mode because we don't have a window, and they did not win in the window, so now they're screwed.
They did kind of free up a little bit with getting rid of Goff. As weird as that sounds, it's like the...
But they didn't. It wasn't a lot.
But the thing is, Stafford's at the back end of his contract.
Right.
So all that bullshit, all that incentive stuff, that's done.
Right.
That's
done. Right. Well, like I said, I feel bad for Goff. He's probably going to lose both his receivers, right? You would think?
He's probably going to lose 15 games. Probably
going to go 1-15. And the Lions will have the first pick in the draft next year. Congratulations. You're on the clock after this whole season. Another guy that's on this list, I really like him, but I think he's a gamer. I think he's one of the, you know, I'm not skipping around. I am skipping around. Corey Davis is a baller. I think, you know, A.J. Brown is the guy over there, but, like, Corey Davis won me some fantasy football games this year. Corey Davis is a good, good receiver, and if he doesn't go back to Tennessee, somebody is getting a really good receiver. Quality guy. He could probably be the number one in, like, a place like Jacksonville or something like that, you know, where they're kind of hurting.
D.J. Chark is good.
I do like him. But, I do like D.J. Chark. But I think, like I said, Corey Davis, he's a gamer, man. And I think he's gonna find himself with a bidding war somewhere.
I saw Green Bay rumored to be interested in him, but Green Bay has no money. So,
well, you're not paying Aaron Jones, right?
No.
But what do you think the market, I mean, we're on receivers, but what do you think his market's like?
I think he's got about three or four teams, Chicago.
But I mean, I know people are like hell bent on not paying running backs.
He's
what
going
do you think?
To Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there's another prediction here by, if I'm Schefter, he's, what's the other one on the NFL Network? Rappaport, Ian Rappaport.
I'm not John Clayton. I know that.
You're much better than John. You're much better looking than John Clayton.
Right, Ash? You're much better looking than John Clayton.
She's coming back.
I don't know who that is,
but
obviously.
Yeah, Avi, you're better than John Clayton. But, all right, so, again, Corey Davis finds himself a home. Will Fuller?
Half man, half a season.
Right. He's never healthy.
I don't
healthy.
Buy it. And what is he? Does he even come into the season? Is he suspended? Right? I think at least
I thought he already kind of served it. Wasn't he playing in the playoffs? Or am I wrong?
No, I think the Texans made the playoffs. Or
no.
He's not on the Texans
no.
anymore.
No.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So where did he get traded to? And then he just got suspended.
Yeah. Why can't I think played? About this? Such a professional. This is what Ashley is for. But anyway, Juju Smith-Schuster has probably played his last down as a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's my guess. Is there a market for Mr. TikTok dance himself, Juju Smith-Schuster?
You said
I hope he's unemployed, to be honest. But
you
I'm,
said that
I met him at Coachella.
Oh, you did.
You met Juju.
He was standing behind me
at Coachella of all places.
Yeah, I didn't even know who he was, and I went with my friend, and he was like, "That's Juju." I'm like, Juju, and he's
that's
like, yeah,
Juju,
like the football player, and we took a picture. So.
Oh, yeah, all right, we'll be sure to post that in Shop Sports, after your unemployment claim. So, Juju Smith-Schuster, I don't like the guy because of all the antics. I got Allen Robinson going to the Jets.
He don't want to go to that shithole.
So Juju will.
Yeah, fuck Juju anyway.
Okay, anyway, a couple back-end guys. T.Y.
Juju was trying to fucking creep on my girl at Coachella. I'm not a fan of that motherfucker. Fuck out of here, Juju.
T.Y. Hilton?
That's another one I heard rumored to go to Green Bay. Keep him somewhere else, please.
So who do you want?
I don't want any of these receivers.
You're going to stick with who you got?
My boy Devin Funchess is coming back.
Yes! Can we get him on the podcast?
We could try.
Did you join him in the live and, you know, I think he sent your sister a ball.
I'm going to say it because I have an obligation to be real, but I have a feeling that Funchess is going to get cut.
Oh,
so like,
no.
You know, like we might get a touchdown ball, but we might also get nothing because
That sucks. But anyway, oh, ooh, the Swiss Army knife is a free agent. Curtis Samuel came on last year.
I like him a lot.
And he had no quarterback.
That's a guy I could see Green Bay.
Can you imagine him kind of slinging it around the field with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
That's fun.
He's like kind of like.
Not fun for defenses,
he's
but
like
fun.
He's like a better version of what they tried to do with Ty Montgomery.
Oh, Ty Montgomery, what sense? A waste.
You know, with McCaffrey.
Is he running back again? What's his deal?
McCaffrey got hurt last year, obviously.
Yeah.
And Samuel had a really nice, he carved out a nice role.
He really did. And now I think he's did enough to earn himself a payday. I don't know if he's going to get like crazy top dollar.
I think Green Bay
tried
to trade for him last season. I would love to get Samuel.
Curtis Samuel is nasty. Like I said, there was a lot of times where you had to hold yourself accountable to bring on Curtis Samuel. You had to guard him no matter what. You got to find out where
tough,
he is.
Tough.
Anybody else on this list? No, that's really it. I mean, the receiver list as a whole, there's going to be a lot of moving parts. It's going to be a crazy, crazy offseason. But you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. I mean, look, Chop Sports is on the prowl. We're looking into signing and acquiring new podcasts to come onto this network.
We finally got ourselves an intern.
We got ourselves an Ashley. We got there's just so much stuff that we're acquiring, and we're not paying any of these people, which is even better. Like, we're not. And Ashley's like, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
She opens the door like, goodbye.
Gymshark is on the way. He's going to go. Nothing is free in this world.
But I tell you right now, there's a lot of cool things going on. We're happy that everybody's on board. We're happy that, you know, things are picking up steam. The softball league, right? We thought about it. We still don't know where we're at. It might be too much to do a league right away, so we're going to be putting in a couple teams into either the county league or Woodbridge League. We might even look into Old Bridge. I was talking to my friend Liz about this, and she said
we might
Old
not
Bridge
do
is not
the
bad
leagues,
either.
But tournaments.
Tournaments, right.
Tournaments is where it's at.
Tournaments.
We could put on an event easily.
One-day tournament. You rent the field.
But I don't know that I could commit to putting on a league, dude, because there's a lot that goes into
there is
that.
A lot. And I started writing it down. I said, you know, this is a good idea. And I'm like, this is not a good idea. So we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
It's a great idea.
Of course.
We need a team in place.
I would love to be the commissioner of a league.
We need like 12 interns for that shit.
Yeah, we actually do.
Yeah, with because like we editing skills.
For how we want to run it. Right. For how we want to run it.
You know.
Yeah. So in any event, golf outing. That's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of cool shit on the horizon for Chop Sports. So again, thank you guys for joining us. Do me a favor. If you're seeing this video, you're going to hit the subscribe button. You're going to share it.
Wow, I've been waiting for this shit.
Yeah, dude, this is it.
Hit the subscribe, share. What else do we do?
Slam that share button or whatever the hell. Whatever the hell. What?
Like the video.
Like the video. Give it a thumbs up. Don't be that guy that gives it a thumbs down because I'll find you.
And commenting.
Comments. Leave some comments. Guys, the support only grows, the company only grows as we grow with you guys. So, again, thank you guys for watching the first episode of the Chop Sports Podcast on Chop Sports TV.
The first episode.
I know. The first episode. I mean, it's, what are we, nine now? Nine deep of at least the podcast? Tenth. Yeah, I've lost
this
count.
This is our 10th episode.
Is it really?
This is our 10th. Milestones.
10 weeks of this down. Shit? And you still haven't?
No, because
you don't hate me yet?
It's not 10 weeks because we've done the Chop 3.
Ah, yeah.
So we have like 8 weeks.
There's a lot, like I said, I sound like I'm beating a dead horse when I say there's a lot going on, but there is. Yeah, there is. So with that being said, first Sturch, that's Gooch over there. You just watched the Chop Sports Podcast on Chop Sports TV and listen to our beautiful voices on the podcast. Until next time, we'll see you for the Chop 3.